Well, one of the most common household items is your table salt. So table salt is sodium chloride, among a few other things thrown in there as well. And that's one of the precursors that we'll be using to make batteries in this new project that we've just started.
So tell me a bit about this project, Jonathan. How's it going to work? How do the batteries work?
Right. Well, we've just announced a $10.5 million project backed by ARENA, the Australian Renewable Energy Agency, to the tune of $2.7 million. And this project has quite a few focus areas. One of the main areas is to design a new type of battery based on sodium, so sodium ion batteries. So at the moment, things like your iPhone, your laptops, basically anything that runs on battery at the moment, use lithium-ion batteries, which are, they're very good for power density. They're very, you can get a lot of energy out of those types of batteries. But lithium is also quite rare, and one of the other materials that's used in lithium-ion batteries, cobalt, is even rarer. So the reason why we're focusing on using sodium in our batteries, and as you just mentioned, sodium is a very, very abundant material to be found anywhere. And so we think that using sodium as a battery material is a really good way of sort of taking the pressure off lithium-ion batteries.
And what applications will these batteries have?
Well, part of this project is to show an application, is to show two applications of these batteries. So here at the University of Wollongong, we have an award-winning net zero energy house called the Solar Decathlon House, the Illawarra Flame House. And that has, it was designed and built by students here at the University of Wollongong and won an international competition in energy efficient housing. And what we'll be doing is installing one of our sodium ion batteries in that house as part of the overall energy system. So instead of just using the solar panels to generate energy during the day, and if no one's home to use that energy, then that energy is just lost, what we'll be doing is using the solar panels to charge the batteries, and then overnight when the resident is home, using the TV, making dinner, all that sort of domestic application, that's where this sodium ion battery will be able to help power that house. One of the other applications is at Bondi Beach. There's a Sydney Water sewage pumping station up there. And Sydney Water are one of the largest users of energy in New South Wales. They use about 1% of New South Wales energy in their operations. And what Sydney Water want to do as part of this project is to become more reliant on renewable energy. So they already get about 16% of their energy from renewable sources. However, it's the same problem as with the house, with the Illawarra Flame House. Solar panels are very good at generating energy during the day. However, at midnight, if you need to be pumping sewage out, solar panels don't really work all that well. So we're installing a battery there as well as an energy management system to manage how the solar panels are generating energy, how the batteries are storing energy, how the pumps are being turned on and off at the right times in order to get the most efficiency out of these batteries.
Well, it sounds like there's a lot of innovation going in there. How do you convert sodium into this energy state that you talk about?
Well, so sodium is basically the precursor to making these batteries. So it's a rather complicated chemical process that goes from, so we've got all of these raw precursor materials, quite a bit of chemistry and sort of secret sauce type, almost alchemy to me. I'm an engineer by trade, so a lot of my colleagues here at the University of Wollongong are very, very good at the actual turning raw materials into these batteries. And then those batteries are then made into packs, and those packs are what we end up, sort of using as the end stage.
So it doesn't mean that with the right ingredients, people can convert table salt into something that can use energy?
Well, no, not at home. This is still...
That's me talking from a very layman's point of view.
No, absolutely. Well, no, so at the end of the day, it's still going to be something like, so a AA battery, we're essentially going to be making something like a AA battery, but instead of using lithium as the input ingredient, we're using sodium, which, you know, as I was saying before, is a lot more abundant, is a lot more, there's quite a few advantages to using sodium there. So no, unfortunately, your listeners won't be able to sort of cook that up on their kitchen table, but hopefully within 4 years, we'll be at a stage where where sodium ion batteries are sort of a commercial reality, and that, you know, people can perhaps even start to think about buying them to integrate into their own solar panel systems at home.
Four years, you think?
Well, our project goes over 4 years. We're confident that we'll have, towards that end of the 4 years is where we'll be demonstrating this technology in the Illawarra Flame House and at the Sydney Water Pumping Station. We're putting a lot of effort and we've got quite a few partners. So we've got three manufacturing partners involved in this project as well. So we've come together with Sydney Water, as I said, so as our sort of end user partner. We've got a startup company up in Queensland called Nano Nouvelle, who makes some very, very interesting internal components for batteries that we're working with. And then we have three partners, international partners, that are at the top of their game of making battery materials, of actually manufacturing batteries, and then also of manufacturing sort of battery pack systems. So we've got three Chinese partners that are big, big companies that are very excited about this project, and they'll be the ones that are sort of bringing their experience in sort of mass producing these types of, you know, batteries and battery materials. And that's where I think we'll be able to really spin this project up nice and quickly in order to get to a commercial scale device.
Sounds terrific. Just last question, Jonathan. As I said, it sounds innovating. Are others working on this technology, or are you leading the way?
Well, the University of Wollongong has been at the forefront of energy materials research for 20 years. A lot of the lithium ion research sort of in the early 90s and into the 2000s was done here at the University of Wollongong. Sodium is sort of a bit of a new kid on the block. There's not a whole lot of research going on in there's quite a bit of research going on in sodium, but there's not a whole lot of commercial application as yet. There's one company in England that are working on a slightly different formulation, and there's a group in America that also are working on them. But we think that we're, you know, really at the cutting edge here of this sodium ion technology, and with this project, with this funding from the Australian Renewable Energy Agency, and as well as significant funding from our partners as well, we think that we'll really be right at the cutting edge of bringing this technology to market.